to NURFM 103.7. Glad to have this exciting gentleman back. It's John O'Connor, Professor John. We always love having you with us. This week, we're going to have a look at solar ponds, aren't we?
Yes, Mark. This is a low-tech solution to alternative energy, but it's still a very viable one, and it has some interesting benefits. In particular, it's a method of collecting energy from a renewable source, but also storing it in the whole process. So the way this works is that if you have something like a swimming pool or a body of water and it's absorbing heat from the sun, the water warms up, becomes less dense, rises to the top, water evaporates, it cools down, the whole thing just remains relatively cool. If you could stop that convection and evaporation, then you've got a form of heat storage. And the way you can achieve this is that you make the bottom of that pond, you know, it could be a swimming pool or a small lake or whatever, you make it first absorb radiation. Pretty easy to do because it's usually dark down there, but you make it very saline. Now, salt water is very dense, and so when the salt water heats up, it doesn't become less dense than fresh water above it. So by having a layer of salt water at the bottom, fresh water at the top, you're actually trapping that warm, hot salt water at the bottom. And in fact, it can heat up to over 100 degrees because salt water, the boiling point of salt water is, well, beyond 100 degrees. So you can actually heat up the bottom of this pool to 100 degrees and keep it there while the water above remains cool and fresh.
So is it because we've got it sort of trapped and isolated at the bottom? We've got it, now we can use it.
Not only that, we can use it when there's no sun there because it's trapped there day and night. And so you've now got not only a huge solar collector, but you've got a huge solar storage device. And water is actually a really good thing for storing energy in because it takes a lot of heat to heat up water.
Now, Joe, you did mention it's low tech. Does that also translate into relatively low cost?
It is relatively low cost. It's low tech. And so it means that it's ideal for developing countries. This area of land that you might develop, you know, in a country like Australia, we might actually decide to put solar panels there instead with a higher efficiency. We've still got the challenge of an energy storage device. But this has been investigated in India as a low-tech, low-cost device. There's also been investigations in Israel and America. And in fact, a number of years back, there was one at Alice Springs in Australia. So the whole process was really around working out what is the technology involved, how do you maintain this, you know, salty water at the bottom, fresh water at the top, and then how you extract it. Because 100 degrees is quite useful, and it's certainly can then power devices. It can be used to run devices that work on a temperature difference between the atmosphere and that water. So, yes, it is low-tech and relatively low-cost, but does take up a little bit of land.
I knew there was a sting in the tail somewhere. There has to be something. So 2 out of 3 aren't bad, I guess. But having said that, we have got quite a lot of unused and unusable land in Australia where we could certainly look at having something like this available there.
Certainly any desert environment, you know, Australia, and this is why Israel
was... Big tick for us.
Yep, and America too. And they had a major one in Texas, where, of course, Texas has got a lot of land too. So certainly anywhere that has a bit of a surplus of land, a lot of sunlight, it's a great way of capturing that light and more importantly, storing it, because that storage issue is still one that we have to properly resolve in terms of our transition to renewable energy.
Fair enough. Well, we will watch it with a little bit of interest, John, and I guess if we can move to some of these low-tech solutions, low-cost as well, and better for the environment also.
Yes, certainly.
Professor John O'Connor from the School of Maths and Sciences at the University of Newcastle. Solar ponds sounds like a pretty good idea to me. 2NURFM 103.7.